Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today. We worship you, and we come before you with expectant hearts. We open our ears, and we open our minds and our very spirit beings to hear your word and from revelation, for revelation from heaven about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, don't forget or neglect to download the notes on these broadcasts, because this, you're going to hear some things today and the rest of this week and next week, of course, but especially this week, that you're really going to be glad you have the notes on it. It's very important to follow and track what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to be looking at the healings of Jesus, and I want you to see, well, I want you to see Him today. Glory to God. It, you know, people get, religion has created this separation like He's just not real. This man lived on the earth, a man. It's important for you to realize not only that He's God, but He's manifested in the flesh. And He got tired like everybody else. We're going to see some things. Amen. Open your Bibles, first of all, to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. Now, this is big. Matthew chapter 4, and we'll start reading with the 12th verse. Are you with me now? Okay. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, He departed into Galilee. Listen. Leaving Nazareth, He came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Now, I want you to, I really need you to know this. You need to know this. Jesus found Himself in the prophets. He found Himself in the Word. He preached from the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He's anointed me." He preached that. He took that text everywhere He went. Now, I believe that the Lord will allow us to get in and scripturally prove that, but not today. We're going in another direction. But I want you to understand that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles." The sea, that's the Galilee. Now, this is, now you, thank you, Lord. Let's follow Him. Let's go over to Mark chapter 5. They came over unto the other side of the sea, talking about the Galilee now, into the country of the Gadarenes. Now, the other side of the sea, the country of the Gadarenes, is across from Capernaum, which is where His home was. He lived in Capernaum. You're going to see Scripture. You can find them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He was in the house. If you'll check out those Scriptures, in the house. Not a house. There are some that He was in a house, this and that. But when He was in the house, it was His house in Capernaum. You remember when they broke up the roof? That was His house. Amen. Now, they came to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. And when He was come out of the ship, immediately there met Him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, you torment me not." For Jesus, had said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked, see, Jesus said, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And the man said, "What have I to do?" Is that demon speaking through his mouth? "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, thou torment me not." See, there's that devil talking, not the man. And Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." A legion is a term taken from the Roman military, legion, 3,000 to 6,000. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out, and he entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And then he was come into the ship, and he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, "Go home to your friends, tell them how great things the Lord hath done to thee, hath had compassion on thee." He departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, the 10-city region, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Now, when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Now, I want you to see something. He went home. The other side of the sea was Capernaum. Now, hey, stay with me now. And, hey, that's the reason they were always watching for him around there, because, ever so often a man got to come home. And they are waiting on him when he got there. Praise God. "There cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, 'My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live.' And Jesus went with him." Now, I'm going to present something to you here. This man is leader of the synagogue in Jesus' hometown of Capernaum. Jesus knew this man. Amen? Come on, stay with me now. "And thronged him. And certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment, for she said, 'If I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole.' Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she is healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue or dunamis, power, anointing, had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' His disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, 'Touch me?' And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith to the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Now, and he suffered no man to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. Now then, the same account is in the book of Matthew. We want to pick it up right there at Matthew chapter 9, the 24th verse, because there's something here in the 9th chapter of Matthew telling the same story that we don't get over in the book of Mark. Now, chapter 9 and verse 24. Okay, you with me now? Chapter 9, verse from Matthew 9, 24. And let's come down. Let's back up. Jesus came, verse 23, into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making the noise. And he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. He called things that be not as though they were. But when the people were put forth, he went in, took her by the hand, the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Jesus departed there, now here's what I want you to get. Now listen, when Jesus departed there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Listen. Yoo-hoo. And when he was come into the house, now Jesus' house was obviously right there close to Jairus' house. Who are you getting this? When he came into the house, the blind men came to him. They followed him into his house. My. Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I'm able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it done unto you. Their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. Now, I wanted you to see that. Jesus came home, got out of that ship, and Jairus is standing there. Jesus never said a word to him until he said, stop the fear, believe only, and she'll be made whole. That's the only thing Jesus said. And the last thing Jairus said, come lay your hands on her and she'll live. So I didn't see this until just recently. They obviously knew one another. He's the leader of the synagogue. Well, hey, synagogue, does that sound familiar with Jesus? Well, absolutely. Where'd he go on the Sabbath? To the synagogue. And he taught in their synagogue. So, I wanted you to see this man coming home, coming down that street, headed to Jairus' house, which is right there somewhere close to his house. Oh, I wanted you to see how real he is. I wanted you to understand he knows what it means to have a house. He knows what it means to do all these things as a human being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, doesn't that thrill you? Now, let's go back over to Mark chapter 5. We begin looking at these deliverances and healings. Notice that when he stepped out of that boat, this madman, now, I want you to get something very, very important. important. This is important to pastors who minister to people. This is important to people that have kinfolks that need deliverance. Listen to me now. Verse 5 of chapter 5, always night and day he was in the mountain's tomb cutting himself stones. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. I heard Robert Morris, founder and pastor of Gateway Church. I was watching him on television while I was watching on TBN. And he gave an invitation. It startled me so. It struck me with such an impact. And all of you listening to me right now, listen to me. Here is a man possessed with an evil spirit, totally possessed, lost his mind, running naked through the tombs, cutting. He's a cutter. He cut himself. And when you understand how the spiritual kingdom works, he's possessed by one demon, and he had many thousands of devils working in him, through him, around him, that were under the command. See, starting from the bottom up, Ephesians 6, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. That's the rank and file of Satan's kingdom, say, kingdom of darkness. And wicked spirits in the heavenly places. That's not in heaven, of course. They ain't up there anymore. Then they're not there. It's talking about the upper regions of this atmosphere around this earth, and they're very high-ranking devils. They work in politics and run nations and stuff like that. We can prove that from the Scripture. Now, I want you to see this now. That devil said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Listen, here is a man, a ruler of darkness had him possessed. He's got 6,000 demons crawling in and around him. If there ever was a man that Satan could completely control, this one was it. Yet, 6,000 demons couldn't stop him from falling on his face and worshiping Jesus. Whoa! Doesn't that thrill you? I mean, glory to God, your goosebumps ought to be double parked right now. Hallelujah. Think about it. And those of you that have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and well, you know, no, baby, throw yourself in the floor and say, "I worship you, Jesus. Come into my heart." Oh, glory to God. No, he couldn't stop him. The devil can't stop you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what a mess. You may be a cutter right now, but hey, he can't stop you. He can't stop you from worshiping the Lord. He can't stop you from inviting him into your heart. He can't stop you from being born again, because the power of the new birth is the most powerful miracle on the face of this planet, and it's available to you right now. Glory to God. Isn't this wonderful information? Well, absolutely it is. Now, you notice that he said, now listen, let's come on down here. Howbeit Jesus suffered, he wanted to go with Jesus. Well, of course he did. I want to be one of, I want to be a member of your team here. Jesus called him to preach. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said to him, "Go home to your friends. Tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." Now, you have to remember, this place was they were afraid of this madman. The devil was controlling that whole region in fear through that man. They thought he was some kind of supernatural thing. Well, he essentially was. He never slept. And he tore the chains off, whatever. They tried to, you know, bind him and couldn't. But the place was so filled with fear that they prayed, Jesus, would you please get out of here? Well, we don't understand this. They were so filled with fear. Why? Because of that man. So what did Jesus tell him to do? Go home and preach compassion. Now, why is that so big? Because 1 John 4:16, perfected love casteth out fear. That's the message that will remove fear. And it did. You study it for yourself. But can you see it? Jesus called this man to preach, gave him the love message. Now, you're going to find, you know, you find scriptures all over the Bible, Mark 6, where Jesus was moved with compassion and taught them many things. Compassion is not a feeling. Compassion is a person. Now, what and who? Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, John, 14th chapter, 10th verse, are not my own. It is the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. The Father, God is love. God is compassion. That, if you're a born again child of God, that same Holy Spirit is dwelling in you right now. Hallelujah. If you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, and you need to be, if you hadn't been, you know, pray and get it right now. It's for you. It belongs to you. You ought to have it. Then that anointing is on you and in you. Same one on and in him, and the same compassion is available to you. But now, as you have to take that as a commandment, to keep the commandment of love. And when you do, and you begin to develop that, you begin to develop the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and so forth. Amen? Glory to God. When it's good today, we're out of time. I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.